opening this morning, sharing from Romans 16, verse 25 through 27. In the New King James, and that is not what is up on the screen, that first sentence says, if I can read it here, "Now unto him who is able to establish you." Now unto him. Who's that him? Jesus, huh? The Father God. He's able to establish us. And it was really funny, because when I read it in the King James, I thought, gee, that seems a little awkward, that sentence. So I went back three times to check, is this really what King James says? And this is what it says. "Now unto him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations, for the obedience of faith." Why was the revelation made known? Because of the grace of God. Amen. The grace of God wanted that revelation made known. "To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen."
Amen.
Amen. So who does the glory go to? The Father. The glory goes to the Father through Jesus Christ. And so after reading that in the King James, guess where I turned? To the Message Bible. Let's see if it says it any differently. "All of our praises rises to the one who is strong enough to make you strong, exactly as preached in Jesus Christ, precisely as revealed in the mystery kept secret for so long, but now an open book through the prophetic scriptures. All the nations of the world can now know the truth and be brought into obedient belief, carrying out the orders of God, who got this all started." Wow, I love that. I love the way it says it. It's saying the same thing, but we can understand it a little more easily here, right? But it is saying the same thing. That's why we use the King James, to check and see if these modern translations are really lining up or not. And I think Peterson caught the spirit in this one, don't you? And then I love the way he ends it. "All our praise is focused through Jesus on this incomparably wise God."
Amen.
Yes! Yes! Okay, let's stand and let's say this from the Message together. And at the end, when it says yes, we're going to put our hands up and we're going to go, yes! Amen! Because this takes us into worship really well. Amen. So, from the Message, "All of our praise rises to the one who is strong enough to make you strong, exactly as preached in Jesus Christ, precisely as revealed in the mystery kept secret for so long, but now an open book through the prophetic scriptures. All the nations of the world can now know the truth and be brought into obedient belief, carrying out the orders of God, who got this started, down to the very last letter. All our praise is focused through Jesus on this incomparably wise God." Yes! Amen!